With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Grant and Danny, welcome back. Thanks to Neil Greenberg for joining the show to discuss his Jay Gruden story in the Washington Post. Meshes with what we've been saying over the last couple days. We want to take your temperature. 800-636-1067. The Redskins have dealt with immense injuries, many of them to vital players. If you were just making a list before the season started as to who the Redskins' best players were, how would your list begin?
Trent Williams.
Missed multiple games, and up until this past week, had missed as much time as he hadn't. Next.
Josh Norman.
Josh Norman missed two games. Finally back, still playing through pain, not playing as well as we'd like, but missed a couple of games. Next.
Next guy, it's either Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed, where's he been? How's he working out for you this
year?
Not
real well.
He's been playing hurt. He's not himself, and he's missed a few straight games now at this point. I think you understand where I'm going with
this. I got the exercise.
They have lost a lot of key pieces. In addition to the fact to just the man games missed, stockpiling to some heap that stacks up over your house and your backyard of tires and grossness. And yet, here they are at 4-5. On top of that, you lost two 1,000-yard wide receivers. On top of that, you're replacing two coordinators from 1 year ago. On top of that, you've played the most difficult strength of schedule in the National Football League. And you're right there on the verge of playoff contention with the soft portion of your schedule coming up. So should Jay Gruden get some credit? Has he done a quality coaching job? Those are the questions, 800-636-1067. But we've actually narrowed this down a little bit.
Yep.
Because my major contention for getting some of these other things, my major point that I make is what I thought of Jay Gruden at the end of the 2013 season, his first year, I guess it was 2014 season, was not very highly. I liked the hire a lot initially. I was still bullish on him as a head coach, but I said, man, that was a disastrous first year. He didn't impress me very much. I like his offense, but he's benching quarterbacks all the time, and he's doing things that coaches do that normally don't have long careers.
Yeah, that drove me crazy that year, as you know.
He's changed a lot since then. 2015, he gave a lot of responsibilities over. He focused on less things. I think he's gotten better as a coach. But I liked him more in 15 than I did in 14. 2016 was kind of a net year where nothing changed in my feelings of him.
Still things that excited you, but things that frustrated you.
Sure,
sure, right?
You go back to August of this year, and you say 1 to 10 scale, how confident are you that Jay Gruden can be a real good head coach in the NFL as he continues to develop as a young guy doing this now 4 seasons in? And my confidence level might have been a 6 out of 10. Now it's a 7 out of 10. It has grown. I was talking to someone about this who is a longtime Redskins fan who's grown up in the area like I have. And we were texting. He said, I've been a Redskins fan for 30 some years. I don't know what it was. He said the only coaches who ever consistently get their team to play harder than Jay Gruden has here, I believe he said Gibbs, and Schottenheimer. And Schottenheimer was the last 11 games of those 16 because the first 5 they just got blitzed and blown out.
He had no chance, yeah.
But I actually think that that's kind of true. If you're talking about just the passion they play with, how hard they play, the competitiveness week in and week out.
The compete level.
The lack of blowouts.
And you know what it looks like. You guys have been Redskins fans long enough. You know the difference.
You remember late Zorn. You remember Spurrier's era. You remember, I mean, we could go through all of them. This is not that.
It's those little moments in games where two defenders looking at each other with, you know, with palms raised to the sky, confusion, and like shaking their heads. You don't see that.
I'll do you
often.
One better. Here's what it looks like. Watch a Giants game right now.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like when a team doesn't care about their coach.
You guys quit.
That's what it looks like, and we've seen it here time and time and time again, when a guy deserves to not have a job anymore. This ain't it. 800-636-1067. We're not asking you if Jay Gruden should be kept next year, because that's not a conversation that needs to be had. He will be here, and he should be here. The question is, do you feel better about him than you did at the beginning of the year, and do you think he's doing a good job this season? Bo in Woodbridge, what's up?
Hey, Bo.
What's up, man? I think he's doing a better job than he did last year.
just on strength, when the season started, I thought we'd probably be about 6-10. That was with just the loss of Deshaun Kassan, and me not expecting the defense to play as well as it's played. But seeing what he's done now, and I still think we like another draft or two away. I mean, like y'all said, he gets them up every day to play. Like, they go out there and they do ball out for the man. You know, we punished Omar Oakland. We went to war with Kansas City. We didn't get dog walk for real against Minnesota. So, yeah, I think he's doing
and
what he's supposed to
do. By the way, you beat the Rams and you beat the Seahawks, who are two of the best teams in the conference. Bo, what did you think the Redskins were going to be at the start of the year?
I thought we'd be about 6-10, 7-9, 8-8 at the best. But
so that's about where they're going to be, and they've had a lot of things go wrong that you weren't forecasting. It sounds like you and I kind of are in lockstep on this, to be honest with you, buddy. Let's go to Chris in D.C. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
What's up, fellas? I find this laughable, but, you know, I play the exercise. I mean, strength of schedule, when did the NFL become college football? I mean, this is the NFL. This is what happens. NFL is all about handling adversity, and unfortunately, that's what it's about. Great coaches handle it, the bad coaches do not. I don't believe in strength of schedule. It's kind of funny that we talk about this now, because in 2015, when we said we had an easy strength of schedule, and you guys thought, like, that doesn't make any sense, Chris. That's dumb. That's stupid. This is the NFL. We don't do strength of schedule in the NFL.
Well, no, I mean, we didn't say that.
Not saying verbatim. Okay, I'm just saying the gist of it.
You may have called into the other show, but the other station where they don't care about context and you know, process. That ain't us.
Easy to say now, but as I would say, it's two big games I've seen where we got beat by Matt Castle. The last time we finished last year, you say that we don't have any talent. I think last year we had with the second highest payroll on offense, and we only scored like 42 touchdowns. So to sit there and say that we got the most out of our, he's gotten the most out of his talent, and let's call, we want our third defensive coordinator right now.
Let me ask you this, Chris. What should this team be right now with the schedule? And I know you don't care about who they've played. I know that it's the NFL, so they got to win every single week and nothing matters. But, I mean, you can laugh condescendingly, but the point is, that's what you just said. So, if nothing matters, and I'm asking you, what should their record be? When you lost, you referenced last year's offense. I don't know why you did, because they're without 2 1,000-yard receivers, but they lost those two guys. Their top wide receiver has been a bust. Their other top wide receiver has been up and down with a lot more downs. And they're pillaged by injuries, and they played the hardest schedule in the league. What should their record be right now?
Right now, we should have beat the Cowboys, and we should have beaten the Eagles so at home. So the two home games, we should have won. So right now, our records probably should be
6-3. With that math, yeah,
6-3.
Those two games we should have won. We should have beaten the Cowboys.
Okay. And just so you know, if they would have beaten the 8-1 Eagles, I agree with you. The Cowboys game, looking back, they absolutely should have and could have won. They give up 150 rushing yards without their best two defensive linemen in that game, but that doesn't matter because it's next man up, I'm sure. But if they were 6-3, you wouldn't call in and say Jay Gruden's having a good season, though. You've never complimented Jay Gruden. So then, what would be your complaint? Mr. O'Brien would have him 7-2. Mr. O'Brien's 3-6 right now.
Well, you do understand that you're talking about telling. You're talking about a guy who has lost, has had a rolling roller coaster for quarterback who still wins, who has missed his defensive player of the year two or three seasons.
When does he win?
I thought the same record as Jay Gruden. And thank you for the call. I enjoyed this conversation.
I like this because okay. Chris is a maniac.
Well, but the I thought talent didn't matter. That you're supposed to get the most out of the players. So it's next man up sometimes, but not other times.
O'Brien has done it. I'm trying to name the quarterback.
They go 9-7 every year in the worst division in football. The Redskins went 9-7 the last 2 years. If Dustin Hopkins makes an extra point distance field goal, that's not accurate.
It went 8-7-1. Let's be accurate.
Yes.
Accurate.
I just said if Dustin Hopkins made an extra point distance field goal, they went 9-7 two straight years in a more difficult division than Mr. O'Brien.
But you can't have it both ways, Chris. Where you say talent doesn't matter, the schedule doesn't matter. You're supposed to win all the time, and Houston has lost players.
Well,
Absolutely, they did.
This is a guy. Remember this. Hold on, Chris. This is a guy that after a blowout win, when Kirk Cousins lights it up and the Redskins blow a team out, we say, hey, here's a chance for you to compliment those two guys, and he wouldn't do it. So realize he will never compliment Jay Gruden or Kirk Cousins.
That's not accurate, but okay, fellas.
How come you didn't when you got an opportunity to after they had a great game?
Well, I mean, fellas, I'm past great games. I want a great season.
Well, you're past great games.
I'm a Redskins fan. What's happening now, we're dumping down our fans that we take little small little victories or we just hang it in there and we call it that success. We, as a Redskins fan, we should expect more of our team, especially when we have one of the highest payrolls and we do have talent.
Everyone has the same payroll. This isn't baseball, Chris. It's a salary cap. Okay. What are you talking about?
Okay, last year they said that we had the second highest payroll on offense. That meaning that our talent.
Yes, they spent a lot of money on offense last year.
That's true.
And last year, our offense was a disappointment. I mean, you talked about Buffalo. Buffalo scored 46 touchdowns with Tyrod Taylor. We can only muster 42. It's not a passing league. It's a touchdown league. We could not score points. We're not going to blame a field goal kicker for Hopkins.
New thing, Chris, is that you were talking about the red zone problems this year, and now that they're ranked 12th in the red zone and they've scored touchdowns on like 11 of their last 16 trips.
I've always been a touchdown guy. You know that.
No, I know, but now you reference the 2016 red zone again instead of talking about this year's. Good talking to you. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you calling in. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. The goalposts are moving again, boys and girls.
It's hard to find them.
They're just all over the place. They might be in section 317. They might be at the 20-yard line. They might be in the back of the end zone.
You're supposed to get the most out of your talent, but they lost a guy in Houston that time.
They did.
It is tough, man.
Mr. O'Brien, by the way,
tough.
An offensive mind who has not had a good offense at any point in Houston, who's rode one of the best defensive groups in the last 5 years to a couple of 9-7 records and the postseason in the worst division in the sport. The same record over the last couple of years the Redskins should have had, by the way, and a much better division. And Mr. O'Brien is your light on the hill. That's the glimmering hope.
Is that a guy, and Mr. O'Brien, I always get confused as to who's who. Is that the guy that started Tom Savage even with Deshaun Watson in the same meeting room?
That's him.
Is that
yep.
that guy?
Mr.
Genius.
O'Brien.
Genius.
Yeah. But remember, part of the reason why he can't have more success is because he's had a revolving situation at quarterback.
Well, he's lost players. It's reasonable to say you're worse if you lose a great player.
Sometimes. Mr. O'Brien.
Sometimes.
Thank you, Mr. Chris in D.C. 800-636-1067.
It's exhausting.
Jay Gruden doing a better job than people think or not. That is the question. By the way, I do worry all the time that if someone's hearing our show for the first time this segment, they think we're the biggest jerks in the world.
I worry about that every time.
Because my mom will text me. She's like, I just turned on the radio. Are you having a bad day? No, Mom. Chris in D.C. is telling me crazy things again. I'm just debating with my favorite pal, Chris in D.C., who's infuriating. But no, this is not the normal show. This is just what we have to do when Chris says crazy things. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.